Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today the gospel presents us with the parable of the sower. And we see, of course, that it is God who sows the seed. The sower sows the word. And the word is the word of truth, which could mean, in particular, specifically, the truth of the gospel. But it could mean even more, in a more general sense, the truth of God's existence, the truth that he punishes the wicked and rewards the just. So all of these truths are sown by God into the mind of man. Remember, St. John's Gospel says that Jesus Christ is the light who enlighteneth every man. Right? So every man is given sufficient light to receive the truth and to be saved. But our Lord in the parable explains that there are difficulties, impediments to receiving the word and enabling that word to bear fruit in one's life. And he mentions the three usual difficulties, or the three different fronts on which we wage our spiritual battle: the devil, the flesh, and the world. First, he mentions the devil. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown in them. Okay, so we have the devil who wants to take away the word and deceive us, draw us away from the truth, and convince us that it is not true. And then he mentions the flesh. When tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. So we see the flesh not in reference to pleasures, but rather in reference to fear of suffering. The flesh, which is afraid of suffering. And then finally, the world. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety and the lure of riches and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. And so there we have the world. So we have these three obstacles, impediments to the word of God bearing fruit in our lives: the devil, the flesh, and the world. And so how are we to prepare ourselves to overcome these impediments, to make ourselves rich soil so as to bear fruit? Well, against the devil, we should employ prayer. Right? The souls who pray and defend themselves from the snares of the devil by means of assiduous, fervent prayer, the rosary, mental prayer, meditation, right, these will defend themselves against the deceptions of the devil. All right, with regard to the flesh, and in particular fear of suffering, we must cultivate a love of the cross. And we must cultivate within us a willingness to suffer for the love of God. We can prepare ourselves every day when we wake up in the morning, do our morning prayers, and we can say, whatever God sends my way, or whatever the devil might send my way in the form of suffering, whatever might come my way that is difficult and may cause me some trial or tribulation because of my fidelity, I'm ready to embrace it. I'm ready to be a martyr and to shed my blood if necessary for the love of God. And so by doing that, we prepare ourselves day by day to overcome any suffering involved that fidelity to God's word requires. And so then there's the world, worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, craving for other things. And we can remove this obstacle, this impediment, by practicing mortification. Mortification with regard to the good things of the world, not to live our lives simply embracing everything that the world has to offer, but making many sacrifices and detaching ourselves from the things of the world. All right, so if we do this, if we pray, if we cultivate a love of the cross and a willingness to suffer for love of God, if we mortify ourselves in our daily lives, then we will be well on the way to making of our souls that rich soil which will bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold for the glory of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.